Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out with Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Brucey Bruce. Brucey Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
Doing well, man. Yankees tied up 2-2 right now.
Pick Friday. They jumped
fucking,
out.
Lucky fucking Nestor can field his position.
Whoa. Mitt, how are we?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Tony.
Someone told me what happened. I was watching Commanders. Had the Bears. That was a loss.
Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
I mean, Bears were in the red zone. Bears were in the inside the 10 four times and didn't get one fucking point from it.
Good defense, dude. Good. Bend, don't break.
Baylor's up a touchdown the entire game. What happened?
Picks, fumbles. Basically, they can't win in West Virginia. That's what we knew.
Yeah, we did.
And everything stays the same. And anytime I bet on Baylor, they fuck me. So I'm about done.
Bad night in gambling for me. How'd you do?
Commanders hit, Baylor lost, 2-1 hockey.
Okay.
Kraken got me.
Oh, wow.
Texas hockey, 4-1, never in doubt.
Hotter.
Steamrolled.
Bruce, you were Bears with me, right?
Yes, sir. My only winner was the Mooney 40-plus that I nice. Cashed. But besides that, that's the only reason I didn't have to deposit this morning.
Admit you.
I was all over the Washington Commanders and Carl Wentz. And you know what? He went out there and he did his fucking thing. He sucked, you know what but they won.
You know, I also just remembered who you were on.
Who was it? It was on Temple. Remember that?
Temple.
Pick of the year.
Oh, yeah. I did sign up for Temple.
What was that final? 70-10?
Did they win?
No.
I mean, I'm 0-2 in college football this week.
No, Warner's kid, actually, you know, he's not bad, though, okay? They got
Temple
something to build
never
around.
Got off the fucking bus, and it was astronaut night.
It was astronaut night, which I should have known. Which tonight, FIU's got the fucking Miami Vice fucking night tonight, so look out for that one. I'm pretty sure that's tonight. Picks Friday. We roll through all
picks
the games.
Picks Friday.
We make the picks. We've talked about these games all week. You don't need to hear us talk about them anymore. We'll just fucking give you the picks. Picks Friday. We start where? In the NFL. Bucks, Steelers, 8.5. Anyone. Steelers, injury report does not look good. Three starters in the secondary out. Maybe four starters are in the secondary. Minka's out. That's good, too. So, anyone.
I got
no, it. Thank you.
I'm taking the Steelers plus the 8.5.
The rules.
I mean, you know, the Bucks just haven't really impressed me so far. I like Kenny Pickett again to keep it close, even though they looked like the worst team in the NFL last week against the Bills.
Okay. Jags, Colts. I got a pick here. Under 41.5.
I like that.
Not a lot of points in this one for me. Defenses have the advantage. Give me the under 41.5.
Jags have covered 13 of 16 against the Colts.
Woo!
Dogs covered 6 straight.
Woo!
Jags covered 5 of 7 in Indy.
Woo!
Give me the Colts money line. I don't give a fuck. They got to beat the Jags at some point.
Right.
Wow. Let's fucking go. I'm also on the Colts money line, and I might as well just fucking jump on them -2.5. But at -130 for the money line, there's no point. And, I mean, this Colts team, if you're any veteran on this Colts team, you have to fucking hate Jacksonville and be pissed the fuck off going into this game. Sure. So let's fucking go. Revenge game for last year.
And the 5 years before that.
And dog walked a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm backing off. I know I was hyping it up, the Colts pick. I'm backing off. I can't do it.
I love a good Friday back off.
Are you backing off or are you jagging off?
I'm just out of
backing
there.
Backing off.
The Colts need it, but I mean, you know, they basically just
I don't love outlasted it. There's no rhyme or reason.
Shock Leonard's out. I believe what's his name? Jonathan Taylor's been practicing. So,
Their O line couldn't fucking. Dude, they couldn't block for anybody. So
anyway, Bungles are at the Saints. Andy Dalton's getting a start. It went from 1.5 to 2.5. With that news, thought about taking the Saints, but I'm gonna stay. I don't want, you know, there's an angle here. What's the angle? Fucking Joey B and Jamar are back in fucking New Orleans. I'm gonna stay away. That's
the angle. Bengals money line, 5-star. Love the Bengals here.
Wow, 5 stars.
5-star.
Absolutely. Bengals have covered 11 of 13. Whether they've been playing good or not, they've covered 7 of 8 on the road.
Yes, they have.
They've covered 4 of 5 against the Saints. Like, I don't see this. I'm not high on the Saints at all.
Anybody else on that one?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals, too. I mean, the Saints fucking stink, and Andy Dalton is a fucking horrible quarterback. Joe Burrow, I mean, his offensive line, not that very good. But, I mean, he's at least a better fucking quarterback than Andy fucking Dalton.
Easy. There's no need for that. Just make your pick. Jeez.
Jets are at the Packers. LaFleur and Aaron are 10-0 ATS and straight up off of a loss. Jets plus the 7.5.
You're on the Jets?
Yup.
Yeah.
I'm not touching this, but I would hate to see the Packers blow the Jets out. Would truly break my heart.
What's your problem with the Jets, dude?
What do you think, dude? Think about your division, the shit you deal with. What do you think I deal with when the Jets finally win a fucking game?
Jets plus 7.5 for me.
Yeah, I love the over of that game, Tony. 41.5 is fucking...
45.5.
Oh, really? What the fuck did I get it at? I got it at 45.5. I must have been looking at a different fucking total, but I would still take that over. That is super fucking low for an NFL football game. And I mean, Rodgers might get this on his own, and then you throw in Zach Wilson and the fucking boys. Hey, they were thinking they were pretty good at football last week.
Okay.
Yeah, the Jets, Tony, are 4-1 at the spread in their last 5 road games. I am with you on the Jets plus 7.5.
Pats are going to Cleveland. Cleveland's got a couple guys out on the defensive side of the ball. Pats have a couple guys out on the offensive side of the ball. I bought a point. I am going to take the Pats plus the 3.5. I believe they will just fucking stack the box. Try to stop the run. Cleveland's defense has been terrible. Pats plus the 3.5, bought the point.
I got Pats plus 3. They've covered 7 and 9 against the Browns. Browns have covered 8 of 29 games in October.
It's not good.
Wow.
No. They've covered 2 of their last 8 at home.
Not good.
Do you think it's like a Halloween orange?
No, I think it's like they're a bad fucking organization.
Yeah, they just realize that they stink in October. Like, maybe there's hope in September. October hits, they know they stink.
Maybe.
Yeah, I love the Patriots here. I'd even think about them outright.
Whoa! Bruce?
The Browns, I've just been losing every bet, whether I'm on them or fading them, so I'm sitting this one out, but would probably lean to the Patriots.
Okay. Yeah, I should have put more money on the Patriots last week when they were playing these shitty Lions. So this week, I'm going to capitalize on them playing the shitty Browns. And we're getting plus 2.5. I like it. So I'm taking it, Tony.
Vikes are in Miami. Sky Thompson's getting the start. I don't like this line. I'm staying away.
Does seem short.
Yeah, it does seem
short for a 7th round rookie, but I liked what I saw from Skyler. I mean, best of luck out there, lads.
Best of luck, lad. Bruce.
Nothing for me. I mean, good luck to the Dolphins, though.
Okay. Mitt?
No, I'm not.
That was nice of Bruce to say.
Good luck.
That was nice of you to say. Ravens, minus the 6 in New York, wink, revenge game. It's about the run game for this one. And me, staying away.
Ravens minus 4.5 can be had at minus 130.
Really?
Warren Sharp said Giants outright. So give me the Ravens minus 4.5. I love it all of a sudden.
I don't know much about that numbers guy, but I'm going to probably buy up to 7.5, honestly, so we got a nice little middle opportunity.
Yeah.
I just think in the Wink Bowl, you got to go with Wink. He should know, you know, basically everything that the Ravens are doing defensively and have a pretty good plan for what they're doing offensively and contain Lamar as much as, you know, is humanly possible. And then, you know, Danny Dimes playing pretty fucking well. Saquon, hey, we're back. This is probably the most excited for a Giants game I've been in, you know, like 10 years.
That's never a good sign either.
I would assume that since Wink Martindale was there last year, they will run zero fucking coverages and zero things that he had in his or his defensive playbook. But I also think Lamar Jackson is impossible to humanly be stopped, and I think Lamar Jackson is going to go off this game. Lamar Jackson is my season MVP, and I'm taking the Ravens minus six. Let's go.
They literally run his entire playbook.
Niners are in Atlanta. 5.5 is the number. It's less than six, so I'm taking the Niners. We've liked Atlanta this year. Okay, they've been good ATS. I have a hard time seeing them score a ton here. Niners minus the 5.5 for me in Atlanta.
Give me Niners minus 5.5 and a sprinkle on Niners defensive touchdown as well.
Okay. Bruce?
I'm sitting this one out. Something just feels a little sleepy about it, but I don't really want to back the Falcons either, so I'm just staying away.
Let me see. I was trying to find.
All right. I'm the only one backing the Falcons here. They are 6-0 ATS, and you know what? I love a Cinderella story. You're either hot or you're due. These motherfuckers are hot right now. Let's go. We're going for 7-0.
Fucking hell, dog.
I was trying to find their team total.
That's a good angle.
Falcons total is 19.5. Yeah.
Is Cordero in or no?
Throw additional play for me. Go under 19.5 Falcons team total.
Nice.
Cordero still out?
I believe so.
Yeah, he's on the IR, I thought. Next game is Panthers at Rams. 10 is the number. I'm going to go under 41.5 here. I'm worried, super worried about this pick. I don't think Carolina's going to score much, to be honest with you. And their defense is good enough to not give up enough points so it goes over, but also the coaching change situation scares me a little bit. So I don't love this one, but under 41.5 in this one.
Yeah, I got nothing on this one.
First.
I'm taking the Panthers plus the 10. I think P.J. Walker and, you know, getting the coach out of there could be a live dog situation. And the Rams, I just have, like, a weird bias against. So give me the fade.
I understand that, Mitt.
I'm going to stay away from this one.
Cardinals go to Seattle. The line is 2.5 road favorite cards. I would love to take Seattle here. I can't with how their defense plays. So I'm staying away.
Seahawks can be had at plus 3.5, minus 130. Dog has covered 11 of 14 in this matchup. Cardinals travel well to Seattle, but they haven't covered in 4 against the NFC West. Take with that what you will. I like the Seahawks here.
Bruce?
Yeah, I'm with you, Gump. I'll buy that up to 3.5 and let it fly with the Seahawks. I think I said it earlier this week, but I think you can grade them if having the better quarterback and, you know, the better coaching staff. And then you couple it off with being the home dog. I mean, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Mitt?
I mean, the over of 50.5 is staring me right in the face. And I kind of love both these teams' offenses. So I'm going to take the over of 50.5.
Okay. Game of the week, maybe. There's also a Sunday nighter. Bills at KC. Bills minus 2.5. Nothing.
Chiefs, Mahomes is a dog. Bills are great, but they're 2-6, their last 8 ATS versus teams with a winning record. Give me the Chiefs at home.
Okay. Bruce?
Yeah, I'm with you there on the Chiefs. You know, show me a trend that hasn't lost, and I'll show you my wager.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. We're gonna bet the game. We're going to bet the fucking dog that's at home and has Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback. Let's go.
Yeah. Cowboys are up to 6.5 on the road at the Eagles.
Jack officially just said it's questionable.
This one makes no sense to me.
See, I don't.
Like, it's the same line as the what were they at the Rams last week?
Same.
Plus 5.5.
Five and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not touching it because I just feel like this run has to end at some point for Cooper Rush.
I'm not touching it because I have no idea what's going to happen in this football game.
I feel like Eagles win, Cowboys like backdoor cover, lose by 3 or 4 though.
Okay, back room.
Yeah, the problem with the Cowboys defense is that their run defense isn't the fucking greatest. Uh-huh. So I mean, Jalen Hurts can probably run all over him, but I mean, if he has to fucking throw the ball, he's gonna throw 3 fucking picks. So I'm going Cowboys plus the 6.5, and I'm gonna sprinkle on a money line.
Yeah, I stayed away because Dallas 21st rushing defense, and the Eagles have a good defense. So I wanted to. I'm just gonna stay away in this one, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I guess I'll go Cowboys. Fuck.
Good luck. Good luck on that one. So my picks overall are New England plus 3.5, San Francisco minus 5.5, Jets plus 7.5, under 41.5 in Jacksonville and Colts, under 41.5 Carolina and the Rams.
Pats plus 3, Niners minus 5.5, Ravens minus 4.5, Bengals money line, Colts money line, Seahawks plus 3.5, and the Chefs plus 2.5.
First?
I got the Jets plus 7.5. The Giants plus 7.5. The Steelers plus 8.5. The Panthers plus 10. The Chiefs plus 2.5. The Seahawks plus 2.5. That feels like it could go very poorly when you read it all out like that.
Okay. Good card. Okay. Good card.
It's a good card.
Good card.
Mitt?
And the perfect card is we got the Indianapolis Colts money line, the New England Patriots plus 2.5, Baltimore Ravens minus 6, Atlanta Falcons plus the 5.5, the over of the New York Jets at Green Bay Packers, 45.5, the over of the Arizona Cardinals at the Seahawks, 50.5, and then Kansas City Chiefs plus 2.5, and the Dallas Cowboys plus 6.5.
All right, let's go to college football. I'll start it off with the noon slate. One that I went on this game that I had 104 degree temperature on. I was going to have to be rushed to the hospital. Now I might have hypothermia on this game. I'm gonna still going to have to go to the hospital. Kansas plus the 9.
Yeah, absolutely. 5-0 ATS. Feed me Kansas plus 9.
Did you guys see where the public was on this?
Yeah, it's all Kansas.
I mean, 83% of the bets on fucking Kansas.
Trust me, Mitt. I don't feel good about it.
I'm one of the 83%. I'm taking Kansas plus the fucking 9. There's no point that they should be.
I'll die with the public.
Team Ryan.
Team Ryan. We'll all go down with the public.
I will go
walk
down.
Walk the plank, with lads.
Now, people talk like, oh, it's an overreaction to last week against Texas. Well, it wasn't just last week, okay? It was the week before that against TCU. It was the week before that against K-State. Like,
it's also how Oklahoma's been playing.
No, that's like that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, it's not – I don't know. This has been the wildest line I've seen in quite some time.
I got 2 unders at noon, Minnesota and Illinois. I couldn't take a side here because of Illinois' quarterback situation. We don't know if DeVito's going and Sikowski, the backup, I don't like. But these defenses are good. Their run games are good. They're going to keep it on the ground. Under 41.5 there. Similar run game, good defense, good, and 12.5 more points. Under 53.5 is what I bought it to for Penn State and Michigan under 53.5. It's only like minus 130, I think. So I went with that there for those are the end of my noon games. Pow.
I got 12:30. We good to go?
Sure, go for
it. Oh, yeah.
No rhyme or reason. Virginia Tech getting 7 at home against the U. This is a classic just fade the U situation. Virginia Tech ain't much better, but feels like 7 points at home is a lot for both teams that have looked very bad.
That is a hazmat game, my friend. Good luck. Bruce, you got anything in the noon hour, noon 12:30 hour still?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually taking the favorite in that under you were talking about. Minnesota minus 6.5. You know, I just think they'll be able to run the ball well enough to pull away, win by a touchdown.
I don't hate that side.
Yeah, I think it's short.
Tanner Morgan's by far the better quarterback if DeVito doesn't go. And they're coming off a bye, got embarrassed by Purdue.
Yep.
The more I say it, but I like Illinois' defense, so under. Mitt, anything else in the noon hour for you?
No, I'd go all the way to 3:30.
I am also at 3:30 as well.
What?
This one feels like the wrong side for some reason. Have we heard if Leary's out or not yet? I don't care. I bought Syracuse to 2.5, -135. They're at home, Carrier Dome, first ranked matchup since like 2003, I think. Now they've gotten away with a few games, but I think they score enough. Syracuse -2.5.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Tone.
Oh.
Syracuse at home. NC State covered 1-5 on the road. Syracuse covered 8-10 at home, 4-5 overall. I love the Cuse at home in the dome, my friend.
Okay. Bruce, you got any 330s?
Yeah, I do. Is that all you have?
I got a couple more to run it back on here.
Go ahead, Bruce. No, yeah, I only have the one 330.
Go ahead, me.
Or Pal, what else do you have at 330?
Back on UConn getting 9.5 at Ball State. 3-1 ATS on the road. 6-2 ATS last 8 non-conference.
Fighting more.
Ball State, 2-6 ATS last 8 non-conference. I like UConn there.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bruce.
So I am taking the bait with Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay.
I think this is a...
Get it at today's number.
All the way back moment. Are they up to 8.5? Really?
Yeah.
And that's because Bryce Young's going?
It feels like that's why.
Okay. Well, I still love it. And then Oak State +3.5.
Ooh.
Taking them there.
See, I thought Gumpy was going to be on that one, too.
All right. Well, me and Bruce are chucking up the Dukes here.
Oh. Mitt's on TCU.
I am on TCU and Alabama. I did not turn those lights on. I don't know what happened back here.
Epoch, dude.
But.
Sorry, man.
All right, so you two are going head-to-head.
But yeah, we're going head-to-head on both of these. We're taking fucking Bama with the points, and we're fucking taking TCU -3.5. Let's fucking go.
I'm also on Bama -7.
Okay.
Also on Oklahoma State +3.5.
There he is.
Covered 11 of 13 conference games. Covered 6-7 against TCU. 16-22 on the road, and the Horned Frogs 2-7 ATS last 9 conference games.
Love it.
Okay.
I got a little sneaky one, too. Eastern Michigan. Here we go.
Who are they against?
I think Northern Illinois.
Oh, is our guy still out? Is fucking Rocky Lombardi still out? Maybe.
I don't know, but I like Eastern Michigan.
All right. I got a 4 o'clocker if you guys are done with the 330s. I am going with the welcome to D1. Welcome to 5-0 ATS, 5-0 straight up. Give me the James Madison Dukes.
Okay.
Got them at 10.5 yesterday. They're 11.5 today against Georgia Southern. Love James Madison.
I'm taking Arkansas now +1.5 at BYU.
Yeah, that one was a tough one for me. I wanted to take it because Arkansas is so good on the ground and BYU's ground rush defense has been terrible, but also Arkansas's pass defense has been...
Arkansas has been struggling, but BYU hasn't covered in 4. I like Arkansas to maybe win this thing.
KJ Jefferson is back. Good luck there. What time was that one?
That was 12:30. I went back in time.
anyone have anything before 7?
I'm taking the Gators money line.
Okay.
For Tom Petty. Come on.
Tom Petty Day. That's the angle.
That is the angle.
The reason why I stayed away from that one is I like LSU's quarterback better than I like Anthony Richardson. So stayed away there. Anyone else have anything before 7?
Nope.
Okay. First one at 7 for me. Utah State, Colorado State. Fucking barn burner of a game. Give me the under 45 and a half in that one. Colorado or Utah State's actually found something the last couple weeks.
Oh yeah.
So it's that worries me a little bit as far as their offense is concerned, but Colorado State fucking stinks. Under 45 and a half for me there.
I mean, ever since Boner got hurt, then we have been fucking dominating teams. So let's fucking go. Utah State minus the 11
nice.
Is what the line was at this morning and what I took it at. Let's fucking go.
Go Aggies. Any 7 o'clockers, pal?
I loved it at 6.5, not as much at 3.5 or 4.5, but I like Kentucky, man.
Okay, so
home teams covered 8 straight in this one. Bulldogs haven't covered 4 in Kentucky. Give me the Mayo, man, in Kentucky.
We got a front room battle. I bought it down to 2.5. You could get Mississippi State minus 2.5 against Kentucky. We can middle this on a field goal, pal. I just think Mississippi State's been playing better football, and Levis, I want to see what he's like off of the injury. Give me Mississippi State minus the 2.5. That one, Brucey, 7 o'clock hour. What do you got?
Yeah, I'll break the tie there. I'm with the Mayo man and you, Gump, on Kentucky. Kentucky plus 3.5. That's a 5-star, really. At the end,
Bruce loves it. 5-star.
Yeah, and then Clemson. I got to figure out how I'm going to get down on.
Hey,
Clemson.
I got down on him. I bought him to 2.5.
Yeah,
I'm taking
3.5. I think this is way too short.
See, this
man.
Is
yeah.
this is not a statistical play for me. This is, I mean, Clemson defense definitely has the edge here. Florida State's got some guys out. I didn't get this line now, which scares the fuck out of me. But if I can get it below a field goal, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm on Clemson minus 3.5. Covered 4 or 5 in Florida State. They've covered 4 straight against Florida State. I love this one.
Yeah, I took Clemson minus the 3.5. I'll probably take the total over of the game as well, just to have some fun with it.
Have to watch along tomorrow night for that reason, for that game. My last one at 7:30 and my last one for the night. I don't know why I like this one.
No, you know.
Give me the Cornhuskers plus 14.5 against Purdue.
Wow, that is not
so not the game I thought you were going to pick. But that's hilarious. Either.
What game did you guys think I was
going? I thought you were doing
USC.
Dude. USC, dude.
Oh wait, I did. Hold on. Oh, they're on my sheet. They're not. I forgot to put them in. USC. I'm also Nebraska plus 14.5. USC plus 3.5.
Yeah,
USC plus 3.5 as well.
14.5 is just too much for me for Nebraska.
I'm taking the bait with Duke at home, getting 7.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
And last one of the night, I loved it at Moneyline. It's 3.5. Bought it to 2.5. Concern here, Washington State plays very well at Oregon State.
Almost went against you here.
Beavers, though, have covered 9 of 10 at home. They're a different animal. Give me Oregon State minus the 2.5.
Chance Nolan's questionable in that quarterback for Oregon State, but he's not really been great this year, so I don't think that should throw you off of that one. Boys, what else do you have left?
All I have is the Fighting Lincoln Rileys, the USC Trojans, baby, plus the 3.5.
Bruce?
Yeah, I'm with you, Gump. I'm taking Duke plus the 7-2, just kind of, you know, the rules. And then at midnight, Hawaii is catching 6.5. I honestly forget who's flying out to the island. But,
it's Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada. There it is. Nevada's flying out of the desert to...
two of the worst teams in college football.
Yep. So I will take the dog there. Plus, I'm going to buy it up to 7.5 and just not sleep.
Yeah, that game I have to bet because, I mean, fuck it. We're going to be up. We're going to have the watch along. I'm going to be super excited. I'm not going to fall asleep. And I'm going to probably take the under of 49.5 on that game.
I will not be touching that game.
No, thank you.
Tony bedtimes.
Those are the respectively ranked 122nd and 129th ranked teams in the nation.
Is it going to be on like Facebook Live, do you think?
I think so, because there was the thing about Hawaii games this year. Yeah, that's going to be an awesome one. You know, I might have to, I'll stick with me on Saturday. I'll get my kid down on that. My Saturday card, KU plus the 9. unders in Minnesota, Illinois, Penn State, Michigan, Syracuse minus 2.5, JMU minus 10.5, 11.5, whatever you want to get it at. Under 45.5, Utah State, Colorado State, Mississippi State minus 2.5, Clemson minus 2.5, Nebraska plus 14.5, USC plus 3.5.
Kansas plus 9, Virginia Tech plus 7, UConn plus 9.5, Bama minus 7, Arkansas plus 1.5, Oklahoma State plus 3.5, Syracuse minus 2.5, Florida money line, Kentucky plus 6.5, Clemson minus 3.5, USC plus 3.5, Duke plus 7, and Oregon State minus 2.5.
I've got Minnesota laying 6.5, Kansas plus the 9, Tennessee plus 7, Oklahoma State plus 3.5.
Wide.
Eastern Michigan minus 140. Clemson, I'll just lay the wood on the money line, minus 175. Kentucky plus 3.5. Duke plus 7. And Hawaii plus 7.5.
Hawaii, Mitt.
All right, we got Kansas plus the 9, TCU minus the 3.5, Alabama minus the 8.5, Clemson minus 3.5, USC plus the 3, and then we got Utah State minus 11, and then the under 49.5, Nevada going to Hawaii.
Okay, good work, boys. Guardians Yanks are still 2-2. Next game, 4:38, first pitch, Braves at Phillies. Strider versus Nola. In this one, I like both pitchers. I like. I think both pitchers have been good. So I didn't really. Full game Atlanta minus 104. I feel like it's a good number, so I'm taking it.
Braves first 5 plus a half.
Oh, it went. It switched.
Yeah.
I'll go Phillies. Phillies full game money line. Strider in for old Chucky.
Chucky's nice. Going game 4.
You definitely want Strider over fucking Chucky. No offense to Chucky.
Yeah, but isn't Strider back from injury? And Chucky ball game.
Just got paid.
And then I love Gonsolin.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
How are the dads not getting plus a half first 5 here?
That's both of them, because I'm still like Atlanta's
plus a half minus 160 this morning.
All right, so I got Atlanta the first one. I don't know. I'm gonna give me Snell first 5 money line.
I'm with you. Fuck it.
Really?
This is your time. This is the dad's fucking chance, dude. You go Snell tonight. Then you got Musgrove to fucking close this thing out. Slay the dragon.
Well, Bruce, you talked about Strider coming back. Gonsolin pitched in, what is it, 8? August 23rd, and then he pitched on October 3rd. He's pitched 2 innings, basically, in the last 4 months. So that's why I kind of went with Snell in that situation.
Yeah, I love the Dodgers. You say slay the dragon, Gump. You're basically talking about the Padres doing something that they've literally never, ever done. So
that's
like
the literally Dodgers. What slay the dragon means.
Yes, correct.
All right, so I'm on Atlanta full game and Padres first 5. Pal, you're on Atlanta first 5
Braves
plus a half.
First 5 plus a half. Dad's first 5 money line.
Bruce is on Phil's and Phillies, Dodgers.
Yeah, Dodgers 5-star.
You doing anything baseball, Mitt?
Yeah, I'm 2-0 in the postseason MLB parlays. So we're going to throw one out there today. Atlanta Braves full game money line and the LA Dodgers full game money line plus 233. Let's go. Let's try and make it 3-0.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Pal, you got any puck tonight?
I like... Lightning and Hurricanes, both 60-minute line, both minus 130.
Okay. Footy for this weekend.
Yes, sir. Let's go EPL Saturday.
Okay.
Leicester draw no bet at home versus Crystal Palace. I think Leicester's kind of finding it a bit after a rough start. La Liga, Give me Sevilla, draw no bet at Mallorca. Sevilla's looked better since firing their coach. Atletico Madrid, draw no bet at Bilbao. Bilbao's been great. I think Atletico gets them here, though. Syria, I like Goomp. Juventus, draw no bet at Torino.
Goomp, AJ says
Atlanta.
Hi.
Atlanta.
Goomp, AJ says hi.
What's up, AJ?
He said, what's up? Tell him he loves. No, I can't. I'm not going to say that. Okay, sorry, pal. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's AJ.
You're good. Atalanta money line at home versus Sassuolo.
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 Bundesliga. I like Wolfsburg. Draw no bet at home versus Gladbach. Gladbach's been struggling. Wolfsburg has found it. Leverkusen. Draw no bet at Frankfurt. I like Leverkusen with Xabi Alonso at the helm now. Werder Bremen, draw no bet versus Mainz. League 1.
1 half Lorient. Hour, 2 half hour.
Lorient, draw no bet versus Reims. And then Sunday, EPL, West Ham, draw no bet at Southampton. West Ham is rolling after a tough start.
Hell yeah.
Chelsea, money line at a short price, minus 120 at Villa. Villa's been playing better, but. Okay. I think Chelsea can fucking edge out a win here.
Uh-huh.
La Liga, I'm taking Real Sociedad, draw no bet at Celta Vigo. Serie A, Lazio, draw no bet versus Udinese. Bit of a flyer in the Bundesliga here. Union Berlin, once again, double chance at home versus Dortmund.
Okay.
They should be able to edge out a draw there. And then League A, Rennes, draw no bet at home versus a struggling Lyon squad.
Awesome. Fucking awesome, boys. NFL, college football, baseball, playoffs, wide. NHL, footy.
NHL's been pretty electric to start.
Hey, fucking good games to start.
Hell yeah.
There's a boost. I won't be taking it. Michigan and Bama will each win by 7+ is plus 300.
Dude, fuck, I want to take Penn State so bad. I don't know what's holding me back.
I'll do it.
You just don't. You know, this is it's big. Obviously, big measuring stick weekend here for college football.
Right.
Okay. Don't
tell me what to do, Michigan man. Fucking heard you, Bruce.
Stay Penn, dude. Never forgive, never forget.
All right. Been a good week. Good week, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Good week. It's going to be a better weekend because we're going to win all the monies and we're going to be happy and then we're going to celebrate and we're going to come back here Monday and we're going to celebrate. Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Check the watch along tomorrow night, ESPN 2, 7:30. We'll talk to you Monday. Good luck.
God bless.
And
done.